Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio Show. I am David Hochberg, your host. We have an interesting show today for you. It's going to be interrupted sometime during the show with Mayor Lightfoot's presser, so we will get over to that. We'll flip it over to Roger, and he'll take you over to the press conference sometime during the show. But this is how we're going to do things. Everybody is at home. Everybody's calling in. I'm in studio. So Joe's going to be calling in. He's going to be on the phone with me. At 10:15, we are going to have Byron Andreas call in, talk about concrete at the bottom of the hour. Gary Novell is scheduled at 10. Is scheduled at 10:30 to do the credit update, the credit tip of the week. At 10:45, we have Dykstra Home Services calling in, talking about their all-home air purification system. David Schluter scheduled to call in at 11 o'clock to talk about the proper things to do when buying and selling a home with the proceeds from the sale of your home that you're selling, and how to bring it over properly to the home that you're buying so you don't mess it up and delay things. And then Joe's going to be going over how he's helped WGN listeners with combat the virus with virtual tours, which he's getting more and more into. So that's what we're going to do at the bottom of the hour, at the 11:30 hour, how we're scheduling this. All of your text messages, all of your email questions, all of your phone calls, I'm going to bring all of the experts back on at 11:30, and we're going to do rapid fire question and answer. All the text messages that you're sending in, all of the calls that you have, and all of the emails, you can go to WGNDavid.com. There's a link that you could complete an online email question, and we will get to as many of your questions as possible during the 11:30 hour. Phone lines are still open, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. But first, how we start the show, every single show, with Elwood Buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
Hit it. This money is for the year's assessment on the St. Helen of the Blessed Shroud Orphanage in Calumet City, Illinois.
Well, this is definitely Lower Wacker Drive. If my estimations are correct, we should be very close to the Honorable Richard J. Daley Plaza.
That's where they got that Picasso.
Yep.
We're so glad to see so many of you lovely people here tonight. We would especially like to welcome all the representatives of Illinois' law enforcement community who have chosen to join us here in the Palace Hotel Ballroom at this time. Certainly hope you all enjoy the show.
They're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from God.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. On the line with me is MegaPros Joe. How are you, Joe?
Dave, I'm good. How about you?
Good, good, good. How are you guys coping with and battling the virus in this tough, challenging times that our listeners are going through, bud?
So it's kind of amazing to me, Dave, how resilient everybody is. So whether it's PermaSeal, whether it's Jenky, whether it's you, and we're doing the same thing we've always done, is accommodate our people, accommodate our customers, accommodate our employees, and our vendors. So it's really inspiring to see how everybody's coming together. I shared with you that virtual tour thing that we're doing,
right?
And it's really accommodating the customer. A customer that doesn't want people in their home, we can FaceTime them.
Right. And that's
and
what
they can walk us through their project.
We're going to get a little deeper into that. Tom Jenke's doing the same type of service while individuals, our listeners are home thinking about doing kitchens and baths. He's going to stay
right
open. He's going to be supplying vital supplies. If a pipe breaks and you need a sink or a bathtub or something, if something goes wrong in your house and you have to have a contractor out to fix the challenge, Tom will be open to service that industry. He's going to man it with his family. He's going to keep that's the only staff he's going to have in his home. I'm sorry, in his shop to service the community, to make sure that he's open. He's also doing virtual designing, if you will, and Tom hopefully will call in later on in the show. But Joe, before we get to anything, I just wanted to go over a couple of things before we get to the break and get to Byron. A lot of people are very, very concerned, Joe, and I just want to go over, a lot of our listeners don't know what to do, because last Friday I was in Phoenix with WGN to go to spring training that was canceled, and I was with a couple of sponsors down there, and they're like, you know, kind of concerned about what's up. I just want to give our listeners real life experiences that my team and I have experienced in the past since the beginning of March. Okay, so I'm going to take you to March 2nd, which was Monday. Rates started slipping in the United States. Interest rates started slipping in January. It didn't just drop out of the sky. They started sliding in January when the announcement of this coronavirus leaked out of China. Okay, the markets started reacting immediately with interest rates starting to come down in January. Okay, at the beginning of January, they were in the mid fours on a 30-year fixed loan. In February, they slid to the mid threes, mid to upper threes. Then the first week of March, Joe, and all of our listeners, they plummeted to the lowest points that I've ever seen. I've been doing this 19 and a half years. They plummeted to the lowest points that I've ever seen on record of doing loans in 19 and a half years for 1 week. Now, I want our listeners to understand this, okay? The mortgage industry can consume, the banking industry can consume what mortgage professionals like myself and all over the United States originate about $2 to $3 billion a day of new loans, okay? So what happened between March 2nd and that Friday, I think it was March 7th, my industry and mortgage professionals like myself, we locked $75 billion worth of loans in 1 week. So essentially, we put through to the banks future commitments to deliver loans, 6 weeks' worth of loans in one calendar week, which overloaded the system. Okay, so I just want to leave that there. We're going to come back after the break with Byron. But everybody, the rate started going up shortly after that. So the low rates that you heard, 3.25 on a 30 and 2.875 on a 15, are not there anymore because the banks started jacking up their rates the following week to slow the flow down. Okay, mm-hmm. So let's hold that there. We're going to come back. I'll pick it up with a little brief explanation, then we'll get to Byron after these messages. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back. Hard-headed woman of mine.
Man. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking with David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit his website, 56david.com. Now here's your host, David Hochberg.
Welcome back to the show. Sorry for all the interruptions, but obviously the mayor and the president, Trump, what we're doing here for public safety reasons and public information reasons. So we will we'll continue the show up until the president's press conference from Washington, from the White House. And what we're going to do now is I'm just going to help as many people, as many listeners out there that we could help. I just want to explain what's going on in our industry so you could understand and apply it to get you through however long we're going to be in this tunnel until we get through it together. Okay, as I explained at the beginning of the show an hour ago, mortgage rates have been dropping from January, February. It's been dropping all year. Based upon what was the news, what was released out of China at the beginning of the year, the bond traders do not wait for things to get announced to drop rates from the Fed. They act ahead of time. So they saw this virus is a potential drag on the economy and started lowering rates. And we had a huge refinance boom January, February, and March. What happened was the beginning of March, the Fed came out with that emergency rate cut half a point on Tuesday. Rates dropped to the lowest I've seen it in 19 and a half years. We got bombed with phone calls. I stopped advertising that Friday because we were just overwhelmed with phone calls. We couldn't take it anymore. It's like PermaSeal turning off the ads when it rains because everybody's basement's flooding and they don't need to spend any, invest in advertising because all the phones are lighting up. Same thing was happening to us. Our inbound call volume was up 300 to 400%, and we were just trying as best we could to keep up with all the calls. Okay, great problem to have, trying to help out as many listeners as possible. So here's where we're at today. During the first week of March, when rates were at low threes on the 30 to the high twos on the 15, by the time we got to Friday of the first week of the month, my industry locked essentially 6 weeks' worth of loans, commitments to deliver loans in the future, in 1 week. The entire system was logjam. The best analogy I'm giving everybody out there is the python swallowed the water buffalo. there was no more capacity that the banks could take in. Normal capacity consumption that the banks could take in on a daily basis is $2 to $3 billion a day, or $40 to $50 billion a month. They got over $75 billion in 1 week. So essentially what the banks did during the second week of March was jack the rates up to over 4% to stop the flow. During the second week of March, more bad information about this virus and about the economy coming out started spooking the bankers out there. And what happens is they started jacking their rates up. The bonds collapsed. Nobody's buying mortgage-backed securities until the government stepped in. Okay, we went from a 30-year fixed rate in the low threes the first week of March to 30-year fixed rates as of yesterday in the high fours. Okay, that's a fact. All right, so if you're calling your mortgage lender, if you're calling your mortgage professional trying to get a rate in the low threes and you think they're screwing around with you or they're lying with you, they're not. It's not available. Okay, so here's what other information I want to get out there to all of our listeners. I was on with John Williams earlier this week, and I was trying to give information about what was going on in the industry, and a gentleman that owned a dress store called in, and he accused me of being, you know, a self-promoter, which I wasn't doing at the time. And I understand the man is under a lot of stress. He's a small business owner. He owns a dress shop. Proms have been canceled. People are canceling their weddings. He sold, I think, 5 or 6 dresses. He typically sold 50 to 60 dresses. His business is not doing so well. He's panicking. He doesn't know what to do. He's under a lot of stress. You could put that man in any industry. You could take that, okay, the dressmaker. What about the mobile entertainment companies and the bands out there that were going to perform at these proms? What about the limos and the bus companies that were going to take all these kids to the prom? What about all the tuxedo companies and the florists and all the ancillary companies that fed into that? Okay, my only response was when, and I've been saying this for years, is that when times are bad, you need to prepare. And you need to prepare accordingly so you're ready for times like this. And I always stressed home equity line of credits. And I'm going to give a phone number out that if you want to get ahead of this and you want an emergency line, you have a full-time job and you have a great rate and you don't want to refinance, but you want to have a little extra room there, then we have a sponsor of the show by the name of Republic Bank. I've been sending them all of our listeners for the past, I think, 2+ years. They're great people. They're a great company. They're a great bank. They have about 70 different locations. We work with one individual banker by the name of Sherry Jenna. And a lady called me after I got off with John. She said, I had a pullover on the side of the road. We own our home free and clear. We just need a little emergency because we don't know how bad this is going to be. Please give me Sherry's number. And Sherry's number is 630-241-5721. Having a line of credit if you're a business owner is the greatest thing you could have against your house to be prepared for an emergency that you never thought would happen. Nobody saw this coming, okay? And the best time to get a line of credit is when you don't need a line of credit, so you have a line of credit when you need a line of credit in situations like this. Been saying that forever, okay? So that takes care of that. I just wanted to clarify that. I felt horrible for the dress guy, but you could put anybody in that spot. I've got buddies of mine on the North Shore that own restaurants that are shutting down. I got buddies that own gyms that are shutting down that have 11 to 12 personal trainers that work with them. Okay, everybody's hurting right now. I get it. I'm just trying to give you defensive things to do so our listeners can be best prepared. Number one, what you could do is this. If you have a loan in process right now and you have a 15 or a 20-year fixed loan because you wanted to pay your home off faster, call your lender and see if you could convert that to a 15 to a 20 or a 20 to a 30. They should be able to get you the same rate on the day that they locked it, without any penalty. Okay, just have cash coming in. Forget about paying your house off right now. We are in a cash mode right now. Try to save as much money as you can. I had a lady call me who works in an industry that got substantially devastated by this virus. I'm not going to say the industry. I don't want to go. She got substantially crushed by this, okay? They don't even know if they're going to be in business in 60 to 90 days. We have a loan that's closing next week. She called me and said, hey, I might be, you know, there's talk of cutting us back. We might lose our jobs. I want to stop the refinance. I go, okay, that's a horrible move right now. And I go, I know you're under anxiety. I know you're under a lot of emotion, but that is a terrible move right now. And what I talked to her, I said, let me just walk you through the numbers. I said, we're lowering your rate. We're going to save you some money. You wanted to bring in your escrows because you didn't want to add to your loan. I said, tell you what, let me increase your loan amount by $8,000. You've got $8,500 in your escrow account. You're going to get that money back within 30 days when the loan closes. We just generated $8,500 worth of cash that you will not have if you don't close. Let me increase your loan amount so I could cover 2 months worth of mortgage payments. Everybody, my competitors like to say, you know, you're going to skip a payment. You never skip a payment. You're financing that payment into the mortgage. Her mortgage payment's $2,500. $8,500, drop it. I got to get through this. I don't care. $2,500 plus $2,500 is $5,000. $8,500 plus $5,000 is $13,500. And we're also allowed to walk away with about $2,000 after closing. We just generated this lady who might be getting severely cut back. Her husband's got a full-time job. It's fine. The loan qualified on the husband, so that's fine. We just generated $15,000 by reworking this listener's loan. Okay, so we took her from canceling because she was under a lot of stress and anxiety to having her get into a position to close and generate $15,000. Okay, I know we got to hit another break. I know the president's coming up. I had to get that out. I've got other defensive modes, strategies that our listeners could get to. Sammy, hit the break. 312-981-7200. We'll be right back. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You go to WGNDavid.com to get all of the experts on the show's contact information, getting a ton of text messages to please give Sherry's phone number. Her name is Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-I. Jenna, G-E-N-N-A. She works at Republic Bank. She is the show's point lady for all of our home equity line of credit, home equity loans. You could reach her at the office, 630-241-5726, 630-241-5726. A lot of questions about what's going to happen with my loan in process right now. Thanks for the text. Keep it coming. If you have a loan locked and there's a rate committed for a certain period of days, your rate's fine. Just don't wait around. If your lender calls for something, you need to get that lender everything that he or she needs as soon as humanly possible. Because if you want to wait and check around and do this and do that, your rate's going to expire, and then there's a cost associated with extending it. And if the rate expires, the rate's gone. And then you're at current market values. Other questions from the text line, 312-981-7200, is what happens with appraisals? I talked to we use ACT Appraisal Company. That's the appraisal management company that we order our appraisals through. And the owner, Erica Franks, basically said, some appraisers do not want to go out of their home and do appraisals. 100% fine with them. They have been taken off the rotation. Other appraisals will only go into homes that is a purchase transaction and that the home is empty because they don't want to come in contact with anybody or anything like that. They want to keep their spatial distancing. It's 100% fine. ACT Appraisal Company and other appraisal companies out there are modifying and adapting accordingly. Other appraisals are going out into individuals' homes that have applied for loans and need an appraisal with gloves on and booties on and keeping their distance from the homeowner. The challenge is, Joe was like, I was talking to Joe earlier about can you do virtual appraisers? As of right now, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the two agencies, FHA, VA, have not allowed virtual appraisals from appraisers. So if you want a loan and you have a rate lock, and you need an appraisal, a lot of loans right now don't need appraisals. But if you need an appraisal in order to get that loan done and you don't let the appraiser in, you're not going to be able to get the loan. It's that simple. Okay, so I don't know what to tell you. So if the loan calls for an appraisal and the lender isn't and the lender's third party service, the appraiser to value the home, can't get in the home to determine the value, you're not going to be able to get a loan. All right. As of right now, unless something changes. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Text message 773. If we are set to closing April 1st, can the bank ever cancel if everything is set? That's a great question. I lived through 07 and 08, and we had loans clear to close, 773, which means your loan's done. You're just waiting to close the loan. Go out of business. between the time that you schedule the closing and the time that the loan closed. We had listeners close loans, and there's a 3-day right of rescission on primary residence. We had lenders go out of business during those 3 days. So in this day and age, if your loan is scheduled to close and it's locked and everything's good and you're dealing with a reputable lender, there shouldn't be any challenges. I can tell you right now, the non-QM, which is another fancy word to say subprime lenders that do things on their own, all of the bank statement loans, Deep Haven, Angel Oak, and another one, are not taking any new loans at this time. There are lenders that have pulled out of the state of California, are not originating any new loans in the state of California. So you have to be careful. I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm just telling you what's happening. Here's the best safety defense mode that you could go into. If you have a loan in process right now and you're taking cash out and the appraisal's done, you might want to think about taking out more cash out. It might impact the rate. I had a buddy of mine. He lives in a $600,000 home, 800 credit scores. He's got a loan in processing right now. He was doing a 60% cash out, $360,000 loan because he wanted to keep it under 60% loan to value because you get a better rate. I told him my recommendation to him was take it to from 60 to 75, get that extra 15% out, put an extra 90 grand in your pocket now, because cash is king right now, and have that in the bank account in cash so you could get to it. It might impact your rate. Every time you go over a 5% bump in a loan to value, the rate's a little higher. We had a listener whose appraisal came in short, and she thought it was worth one whatever, and it came in a little light, and her loan to value went from 75% to 80%. The rate went up from 4.5 to 4.99. Her payment went up $23. That's all it did. Look at the payment. Don't look at the rate, listeners. Look at the payment. Okay? If you're doing a cash out refinance, here's some other tips. I'm short on time, so I'm just going to pepper it to you here. If you're doing a cash out refinance, your rate is based upon your credit scores and your loan to value. Up to 60% loan to value is one score. 60 to 70% loan to value, 60% loan to value is one rate. 60.01 to 70 is another rate. It's a slightly higher rate when you cross over that 60% threshold up to 70. Depending upon your credit score, when you cross over 70.01 to 75, there might be a rate adjustment as well. And then when you go to 75 to 80, there's definitely a rate adjustment. Right now, forget about the rate. Right now, if you're not sure about your job, if one of the spouses, if you're married or you're living together, your partners, and one lost their job and the other one didn't, having cash on hand right now, not trying to freak anybody out, is probably a good idea. And last but not least, before we take the caller on line one here, is this. Go back to 07 and 08. I talked to John Williams about this earlier in the week. If you have a home equity line of credit, the bank started freezing home equity line of credits and didn't allow you to gain access to your line of credit because values started coming down. So what I am recommending is, again, I'm not saying that they're going to start freezing it. I'm just telling you what happened 12 years ago. If you have a line of credit, might be a good idea. Talk to a buddy of mine who, on Thursday. He didn't know whether he was going to lose his job. He had a $150,000 line of credit. He's like, hey, I got this line of credit here. I never use it. Do you think it's smart that I tap it out? I said, do you think you're going to lose your job? He's like, I don't know. I'm like, do you have enough money on hand? He's like, I could always use a little more. I'm like, well, I'll tell you what they did in 07 and 08. They capped people's lines of credit, and listeners couldn't access those line of credit. So if you don't mind paying a couple of months worth of interest and have that money in the bank, I would recommend to you to probably go get that money and put it in the bank so you have it. Pay a couple of months worth of juice and then put it back when we get through this thing. Okay, that's basically what it is. And it's just a defensive mode right now, okay? I have a HELOC that normally used to fund my seasonal business. Borrow in the winter. This is from 847. Borrow in the winter, pay back in the summer. I am close to my limit. The HELOC was established about 8 years ago for a 10-year period, because they're usually for a 10-year period of time. Do I need an appraisal to raise my ceiling, as I'm thinking the value of my home has gone up? Yes. You have to contact your current lender, or you could call Sherry at Republic if you want to take out a new one, or you could call your current lender if you enjoy working with your current lender that issued the existing line of credit. You can then basically go and then apply for a new loan. Okay, if you have a good job and a lot of equity, it's very good. I've got 15 emails, text messages here. Please give us Sherry's number. Here's Sherry's number. 630-241-5726. 630-241-5726. So before we leave it to go to the president that's going to do his press conference, so allegedly about 11:30, couple things. If you have a loan in process right now and you're at a 15 or 20 or a 25, talk to your lender to see if you could go back to a 30. A lower payment right now might be a good thing. You could always add that extra money back to pay it off faster. Yes, the rate might be a little higher, but right now, cash is king. If you have a loan in process, don't freak out and cancel it like that listener, the lady that I talked to the other day wanted to cancel the loan. Work with your loan officer and restructure that loan. I personally restructured that loan after calming her down. She was crying on the phone. She has a special needs daughter at home, and she was going through a major anxiety situation there. I said, okay, let's calm down. Let's run the numbers. Give me a chance to explain to you why what you're saying is not the best thing for you and, more importantly, your daughter and for your family. We generated 100% legal. We just rearranged the numbers, moved the numbers around, created a $15,000 financial bubble. Number one, $8,500 escrow refund within 30 days of closing from the old lender. Financing, two mortgage payments. You never skip a payment. You're financing two mortgage payments into the loan. There's another five, and she's going to be able to walk away with close to $2,000, which is 100% legal per Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac guidelines. So I'm going to cut out here for commercials, probably lead up to the president's news conference. I want to thank you. If you have any questions, I know this is a stressful period. I know it is. I'm getting phone calls. I'm getting text messages. I understand. My email address is david@56david.com. david@56david.com. If you want to get in line to take advantage of where rates are going to be in the future, over 60% of the United States of Americans own homes. The real estate industry is the backbone of this economy. Do I think, I'm getting a bunch of text messages, do I think rates will come down in the future? Yes, I think rates will come down in the future. When? I'm not that smart, and if I was, I'd be making daiquiris on a boat in the Caribbean right now, not sitting in Chicago, okay? We'd be broadcasting from my yacht. I'm not that smart. So here's what I'm recommending our listeners do. You could go to 56david.com. You could click apply. We could get you in line. We could have everything done with your loan, so when they do dip in the future, we're ready to strike. If you wait for them to drop again, you will miss it like you missed it this last time. Okay? I'm going to leave with this. Be safe. Okay? Be healthy. Take care of your families, and please listen to the government officials, and let's kill this thing. Let's knock this curb down. Let's be healthy. Let's be safe. And I'll be back next Saturday. If you have any questions, you can send emails to me. Go to WGNDavid.com. You can email me there. All the sponsors' information's there.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All right, I apologize. I guess the president's running a little late, so we'll take it up until the president's press conference. I'm sure Mr. Battish will chime in as soon as President Trump's ready to go. 312-981-7200. Sorry to talk for talking fast last segment, extra fast. I was just trying to get all of this information, and we're bringing Joe Hogle back. How you doing, buddy?
Dave, your show sounds excellent.
Oh yeah,
this is the first time I really got to hear it.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. Hang on, I got a text message here from Jeff, who's a home inspector. A lot of text questions regarding our real estate executive, our real estate agents and inspections exempt. I don't know the answer, but according to Joe at Homestead Inspection, 773 says, David, the stay-at-home order exempts real estate professionals to do their job. Banks, appraisers, agents, and home inspections can get all of this done. It's up to the individual if they want Absolutely. To do the work. And that's what we were talking about earlier, Joe, with your employees as well, correct?
So, Dave, actually, we're doing everything we've always done, which is accommodating people, right? So any customer request, we can accomplish it. We have masks. We've used masks for years in dusty situations, right? So we're very aware of working with the public. And I believe the same thing goes through all the pros that we know, whether it's PermaSeal or Tom Janke or Igor, the flooring company, right? We're used to accommodating people. And, you know, if somebody's sick, they don't want you in your home, but that's totally acceptable. It's up to the individual. Nothing else.
And what are you doing with your virtual tours? Because I mentioned earlier that Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and all the agencies, VA, right. FHA, are not allowing virtual appraisals yet, or haven't sent out guidelines yet.
Was it even considered?
Listen, Joe, this has happened so quick that...
I understand. I get it.
You know what I mean? So I'm sure somebody's talking about it, but as of right now, as of this conversation... it's not happening. So if you need an appraisal to get your loan done, as we discussed earlier, you have to open the door and let this guy or gal in to let them do their job. What are you doing to overcome that? Because you told me a great story as I was driving down of one of our listeners inherited a condo or something like that up in Kenosha.
Right.
How did you help them without stepping foot in their home?
So we actually we had that service available, right? We didn't realize how applicable it was, right? So a guy in Kenosha inherits a home in Berwyn, and he was going nuts trying to manage that property, to meet with realtors, to meet with contractors, and the whole thing. So we were able to show up there and via FaceTime walk through the whole project with him, got all his details and his concerns, and then we were able to navigate even Tom's kitchen design and the purchase of his cabinets and his vanities and all that. Igor, the floor guy, did the whole floor. We met with him on FaceTime as well. We showed him the floor, and we were able to package the whole thing up for the customer who was living in Kenosha, and he never had to leave his home. So we're using that same premise or that same structure to meet with people in their home now. So, for instance, they'll say, I'll let you in, and after 9 o'clock when we finish our breakfast, can you please tarp off my kitchen? And we can do it. So I guess what I'm saying is that we're just applying things that we've already done as far as customer care and the ability to make things happen for them.
And I spoke with Tom last night, Tom Janke, Builder Supply Outlet. We're in the process of refinancing his home right now. And he was mentioning, like, hey, you know, we're doing a ton. I know Joe's going to be talking about the virtual tours and the virtual inspections like you're doing right now, so you could see and get inside people's homes while they're on lockdown, because now they're realizing all the work and all the jobs that they need done if they can still afford to do it when we come out of this thing. But as Tom was saying, he's backed up with listeners who are calling him to be like, hey, I want to redesign my kitchen. I'm on lockdown right now. I want to redo this. I want to redo that. And he has designers on staff that somehow he Builder Supply Outlet and his designers are helping listeners sitting in their own kitchens and their own living rooms that they want to design with the Builder Supply Outlet products, help them design while they're sitting in their own home. How's Tom going about that?
So we're working with Tom real closely. He's a great partner and very innovative, and he's moving. And we could be laying that whole thing out with his designers via FaceTime, right? So some of the hurdles might be, you know, how to get the right measurement.
Right.
And we could walk the customer through via FaceTime and get the measurements needed, right? Real simple measurements. How close is the window trim to the wall, that kind of thing. Then we can package that information up with a checklist from the people and then send it over to Tom's designers.
Okay. So that's how Tom's doing it. And everybody, all of our listeners out there, Tom wanted us to let all of our listeners know, if you're in the trades, his facility, 5 miles east of the Oakbrook Shopping Center, will be open during the shutdown, because he is considered an essential part of the economy, because he's supplying housing and building materials. So if you need something, if something breaks, if a toilet breaks, if a sink breaks, if you're a contractor doing work, if you need something quick, he will be more than happy to supply that to you during this lockdown. If you're a contractor and need to fix something that breaks in somebody's house, or if you're a homeowner and you need, it sounds crazy, but you might need a sink or a toilet or a bathtub might leak. I don't know. I mean, we've heard almost everything on the show, Joe. Tom will be open. You can give him a call, and he'll be more than happy to take your credit card over the phone, put the product outside, to keep spatial distancing and to make sure everybody is safe. He wanted me to let everybody, all of our listeners, know that.
Absolutely. And Dave, I want to stress the fact that all construction services are considered essential. So, you know, we're not doing anything out of step here. We're considered essential because we're still doing bathrooms, we're still doing kitchens, but we're learning to go along with the conditions either of the employee or the vendor. You know, some vendors are operating on shorter hours and that kind of thing. But we still have our supply chains are open, and if our customers are open, we're business as normal.
All right, and I got a text message from an appraiser here, 815. Thanks. Our listeners are awesome. 815, yes. I'm an appraiser. Everyone has let me in their home so far. I just tell them to open all the doors, turn on the lights, and I will be in and out. So there you go. Okay, you know, we can work through that. We will work through this. We just need to use a lot of safety, a lot of common sense. And if you want your home, listen, I'm sure we're going to get text messages, you know, from appraisers like, listen, I'm 63. I have previous medical conditions. I'm not going in anybody's house. I'm not leaving mine.
Absolutely.
Okay, yep. And that's 100% fine. You got to take care of yourself. I'll tell you what, Joe, we got a caller online too about property taxes. I want to bring up Jim in South Holland. Hey, Ashley, can you bring up Jim? Because I don't want to draw. I'll tell you what. Let me try to bring up Jim. Hopefully, you're locked out. Jimmy, are you there?
Yeah, hey, I'm here, buddy.
How can we help you, brother? How you doing, buddy? How are you safe? And how's your family? You guys okay?
We're okay. The only problem is my wife has lung cancer, and we're going for treatment starting next Wednesday. That's about it.
Okay. Well, good. But, our thoughts and prayers are with you, buddy.
I'm a veteran since 1968, and I'm 80% disabled. I called a couple of weeks ago, and you were supposed to be checking to see what other states have zero property tax for people that are 70% disabled.
Yes.
Over.
Yes. And here's what we're going to tell everybody, okay? It's state by state. Contact your local recorder's office, okay?
Recorder's office?
Not recorder's office. Assessor's office. Whatever office, because each state's got a different type of entity that taxes real estate. So contact whatever the entity, whatever government entity is responsible for taxing real estate. Here in Illinois, it's the assessor's office, right? So contact your county assessor's office and ask them, hey, are there any type of real estate abatement programs or real estate reductions for service-connected disabled veterans? And you have to say service-connected disabled because you have to be disabled as it is related to your service, okay?
I'm 80% disabled.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but are you in Illinois?
I'm in Illinois, yes, and I know there's five states, and Illinois is one of them, and I can't find out what the other four states are.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I will have my assistant, Vanessa. We have plenty of times on our hands, so we will find out. Well, I will Google a heck out of that, okay, and try to find out by next Saturday when I come back. But have you applied? What county are you in, Jimmy? Cook, right? That's Cook County?
I'm in Cook County, yes, sir.
Have you taken your DD-214 that has your disability eligibility on there to the county?
I haven't paid property tax in 10, 12 years.
God bless you. God bless. And you can thank Senator Terry Link for that.
We're up in age, and we want to move and downsize, and we don't know if we want to move outside of Illinois or not. The only thing that's keeping us in Illinois right now is our property tax.
Sure.
Well, we're a fixed income.
I understand. Tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold. Ashley's going to give you my cell phone number. Well, I'll give you my cell phone number. What do I care? 77, you got a pen?
Hang on.
All right. You see, and for other listeners out there, if you are 70% or greater service-connected disabled and you own a home in Illinois, you do not pay property taxes. You have to file your DD-214 at the county assessor's office, and you have to go in there every single year to prove to show your level of disability, right? Because let's say you're 80 today, and God willing, you're at zero in a couple of years, okay? And whatever disability you have or other listeners have, hopefully they come up with a cure and you're zero and you have to pay real estate taxes again because you're 100% cured. But for those...
I got two Purple Hearts, a Bronze Star, Agent Orange, and malaria. So
God bless you.
I think I'm set for life.
Oh, yeah. Well, unfortunately, I think you got a good shot at not getting, you paying any real estate taxes here. Here's my cell phone number. But for other listeners out there, and God bless you, man, two Purple Hearts?
Yeah, two Purple Hearts. Got shot in the head and got shot in the leg.
Jeez, my God. God, that's two more Purple Hearts than I got. So God bless you, and thank you for your service to our country. And that Agent Orange is nasty, nasty,
that
disgusting.
50, that was 52 years ago.
Yeah, that's nasty, disgusting stuff. So here's what I want you to do. Here's myself. All right, you still there? I don't know what the heck that was, but that's a that's a commercial for a fiber company that that you'll hear later. Here's my phone number, 773-756-65-26. You call me. I'm going to Google the heck out of it. You call me. I can't see that, Sammy. You call me, and you tell me what state you're looking for, and I'll start with those states first. And then next Saturday, hopefully we'll have a list, be able to find what states don't tax veterans, service-connected disabled veterans, okay? Is that fair, Jimmy?
Should I wait till next Saturday?
No, you're not going to wait till next Saturday. You're going to call me to tell me what states you want to move in right now. It's going to go to my voicemail, and I'll take care of you, okay, bud?
Thank you very much, sir.
Hang down. No, Jimmy, thank you. Hang on. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor, hardwood floor cleaning product. You have hardwood floors?
Yes, I do. I got a 75-year-old home. Got hardwood all over the place.
All right, we're going to send you a lot of Mr. Floor hardwood floor cleaning product. And thank you for your service. And take care of your wife, okay, Jimmy?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, brother. Thanks for listening. 312. Tell you what, could you put Jim on hold and give me back Joe? Joe, you there, brother? I'll tell you what.
I am, Dave. Nice job.
Hang on. We're going to take Jim. We're going to take Jim off. There we go. Okay. So getting back to working through digital and visual and all of that type of stuff that is out there. I mean, listen, FaceTime 5 years ago, Joe, we didn't have that 5 years ago. You know what I mean?
No, and it was such a lower quality a year ago, right? So it's working, and I give everybody credit for doing their best to accommodate the circumstances, right?
You got it. And then we have a 815 in Illinois veterans that I just said this, but let's stress it again. In Illinois, veterans who have 70% or more service-connected disabilities are eligible to have their real estate taxes waived by the state of Illinois. You have to bring your DD-214 into the county assessor's office and show them the form. The DD-214 is a Department of Defense Form 214, hence the name DD-214. Pretty technical, but that's what it stands for. And every year you could get it, and it updates your service-connected disability. And you could use that service-connected disability to get either a reduced real estate tax bill or get it completely waived. And you also get to waive your funding fee if you're service-connected disabled on your VA loan that you should take full advantage of if you're a veteran. So let's talk about let's take us back to Kenosha. The guy's up there, he was thinking about doing a full kitchen and a full bathroom blowout. You did a virtual tour with him on FaceTime or however you hooked up with him, and you saved him over $30,000 because he was going to be doing way too much stuff for that house, in your opinion, and he agreed after the tour. Walk our listeners through that, buddy.
Just exactly that, Dave, right? So what we've always pushed, even on your show, is the fact that If you call me up and said, I'm selling my house and I want to get my kitchen and my bath done, I would say, if I was asked if that's a good idea, I would say, please talk to my realtor first. You get a realtor you can trust that is going to direct those expenses, right? So you don't want to put too much in. You don't want to put not enough in, but the realtor knows the area. So I believe Donna Sattler was involved, our realtor that we trust. And she said, no, you don't need that. Here, do X, Y, and Z. And we were able to replace a couple of the cabinets, not do the whole bathroom. The place looked fantastic. He never even visited. We actually FaceTimed him at the close of the job just to show him the work that was done. To get from Kenosha to Berwyn is it's a trip in itself. But that same thinking is what we're applying to people now, right? So if they say, hey, we don't want to come out of our kitchen, and we want our bathroom done. So they'll let us in, we put our boots on and our masks on, and we go and we do the bathroom.
And I just want to leave, Stephen A. Leahy just sent me a link that has every single state's property tax exemption for veterans. So I'm going to have my assistant, Vanessa, put it together. in a Word document in case you have trouble opening up emails, and that we can mail it to our listeners. But every single state, Stephen A. Leahy is incredible. You know, thank you for listening. And we're going to take a quick break here because I think the president's getting ready. Joe, give your phone number, buddy, quick.
No, they know who I am.
All right, call Joe. So, and if you want to get a hold of me, it's 855-56-DAVID, 855-56-DAVID if you have any questions. Thanks for listening. Crazy show. We'll be back in full force next week. Be safe. Don't close out. I'm not closing out.
Hey, okay. Nice job, Dave.
Okay, hold on. We're going to break, Joe. Now I'm telling the president's not ready yet. We're going to go to a break, and if we don't come back, it's been a great show. If we come back, we'll come back and we'll end the show. So hit the commercial. I'll know if the president's talking as soon as you do. There you go.